One of the special activities offered for photographers participating in the Lesser Prairie Chicken Festival in Woodward, Oklahoma, was a trip to a lek where a few dozen Lesser Prairie chickens are still present and display surprisingly close to the blind. I couldn't imagine getting better looks than I had on the Selman Ranch, but what the heck? In order to see displaying prairie chickens without spooking them, you need to arrive before first light so the birds won't know you're there. The blind for this photographer's trip was further than the Selman Ranch, all the way in Canadian, Texas. So we had to leave earlier, meaning I had to get up at 3 a.m. on Sunday. But the thrill of seeing prairie chickens easily overrides sleepiness for me, so on both mornings I woke up by myself 5 minutes before my alarm went off. The photographer's blind is large enough to accommodate 5 or even 6 people, but the day I was there it was just me and one other guy. He had rented a ginormous Canon 800mm lens for the day, so he positioned himself in a corner where he could point the lens out of either of 2 windows. I picked a spot right in the center. Within minutes of getting all set up, while it was still quite dark, we started hearing the chickens gathering. Greater prairie chickens have lots of calls and also make a low, hollow, booming sound with their air sacs. The lesser prairie chickens we were watching have the air sacs but don't make those booming sounds. But all their chattering and clucking sounds were quite thrilling even before the birds could be made out in the murky darkness. Female prairie chickens come to leks to choose the most vigorous males, the ones most likely to produce genetically superior young. The females seem to pay particular attention to the first males to arrive in the growing light. Not only are those males likely to be strong and powerful, but the females can choose their favorite, mate with him, and get out of the open lek area before hawks are on the wing. Sure enough, the only female I got a good look at and photos of came in before sunrise. The overcast skies made the light soft and pleasing at dawn, but when the sun finally did come out, the prairie chickens looked utterly glorious. I mostly focused on one male who was defending the territory right outside my window. I got to watch him eating, resting, and displaying. A different cock would periodically walk in from the right. I surmised that he was one of last year's birds by the fact that he was slightly smaller and his pink air sacs were tinged with yellow. He was fairly easy for my bird to chase off. The bird entering from the left seemed more an equal. The two faced off at the borders of their defended space frequently. Occasionally they'd come to blows, but they were quite literally playing chicken, and often one bird broke the stare down and just retreated back within his own territory. But sometimes they both jumped up in a flurry of wings and waged a battle that lasted a few seconds. I had trouble predicting these battles. I couldn't perceive any slight change that triggered one, so I didn't manage to catch much in my camera. A female turned up at least once that I could barely see out the corner window, but I was rooted to my own window and my one special male, so I didn't even try to photograph her. The guy sharing the blind with me, Harold Miller, had signed up for the photographer's package for all 3 days so he could be sure of getting at least one good morning, and he said this was the best of the three. He moved around in the blind more than I did, and when he was photographing from the other side, he let me hook up my camera to his 800mm lens. I got some amazing close-ups with it. The birds spooked just once all morning and were back within 2 or 3 minutes. I was spellbound for 4 hours, not the least bit ready to leave, but finally, sometime between 9 and 10, they all suddenly took wing. That was the end of their display period for the day. I'm getting to enjoy the whole thing all over again as I process my photos, which I'll treasure for the rest of my life. That Lesser Prairie Chicken Festival is one of the most splendid experiences I've ever had in my 62 years. I can't wait to return. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.